The Firehouse Follies are made possible by Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises with minor assistance from WFHB Community Radio.
This is ace reporter Fawn Sanity coming to you live from the streets of Bloomington, where we've returned a year after a pedestrian revolt resulted in brutal measures to remove bicyclists and skateboarders from the sidewalks. I'm speaking to the brave woman who spearheaded that campaign, Samantha Cogsworth. Ms. Cogsworth.
Call me Samantha Fawn.
Sure. Okay. Samantha Fawn, please talk about the current state of affairs of Bloomington sidewalks.
It's a new day here, Fawn. Now that the mobs of hippie skateboarders with their Elvis Presley tattoos and those uppity college students with their $3,000 Fern bicycles have been kicked off the sidewalks, I can walk in peace to the grocers and the drugstore. At least I could, if there were still grocers and drugstores downtown.
Sounds like you fixed their little red wagons, Samantha Fawn.
That's right. I didn't...
What was that?
What was what?
Oh, ma'am, something just whipped past you so fast it spun your wig around. No offense, but you now look like Lady Gaga sleeping off a bad night on the...
What the dickens? Holy Toledo, what is that electrified contraption? Dadnabbit, it's an invasion.
Here comes the mayor himself on one of those things.
Make way, folks, here I come.
Oh, slow down, Mayor, before you hurt someone.
Oh, they're perfectly safe. You just... That's all right. That was deliberate. That's all right, everybody. I'm okay. I'm just walking out now. Let me see now. Where am I? Where was I? Oh, yeah. Now, these here nifty non-military, military-grade electric scooters are reliable, economical, and environmentally friendly. Yes, sir, they're a safe option for the city streets and that campus they got over there. So what did now? What do you say, you old-fashioned stick-in-the-mud yesteryear pedestrians? Get on board to the future of Bloomington transportation.
Mayor, those things are a menace. Someone's going to break a tailbone.
Mr. Mayor, have all the safety ramifications been considered?
Now we're going to fix all that. We're going to make Walnut and College two-way streets. Maybe even three-way. And now, that's right, I'm going to be
off
to...
Watch out for the bread truck! Mr. Mayor... Do you still think they're safe?
I think live from the Waldron Weikart Staff Ackerberg's Auditorium, it's the Firehouse Folly!
Firehouse Follies Winter 2018 Radio Variety Show Extravaganza, coming to you live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Weikart Fickle Deckard Fish Auditorium in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Our musical guests today are the Nashville Country Blues Trio, the Howlin' Brothers. Also joining us are the lovely and talented WFHB Gospel Girls and the faithful Firehouse Rounders. Not to mention Bloomington's third favorite storyteller, Arbutus Cunningham. And, of course, you'll be subjected to what the Unusual Suspects radio acting troupe considers humor, with Tony Brewer on sound effects. Today's show is made possible by Friends of the Follies, Upland Brewing Company, the Bloomington Writers Guild, putting on a radio theater triple feature at the Players Pub December 13th. Cardinal Spirits, and Ivy Tech Community College. Let's join the Gospel Girls and the Rounders down on the corner.
I used to smoke, I used to drink, I used to smoke, drink, dance the hoochie coo. I used to smoke and drink and smoke and drink. the dancing hoochie coo. Oh yeah. But now I'm standing on that corner, I'm praying for a me and you. Oh, that's why I'm saved, 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 saved. People, let me tell you about a kingdom come. You know I'm saved,
saved,
saved, saved. I can't preach it till you're deaf and dumb. I'm in the soul saving army, beating on that big bass drum. Oh yeah. I used to cuss, I used to fuss, I used to cuss, fuss and boogie all night long. I used to cuss and fuss, cuss and fuss and boogie all night long. Oh yeah. But now I'm standing on the corner and I know right from wrong. Oh, that's why I'm saved,
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 saved.
People, let me tell you about the kingdom come. You know I'm saved,
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 saved.
I can't sleep until you're deaf and dumb. Bang, bang, dumb on me, beating on that big bass drum. Oh, yeah.
Step on people's feet. I used to lie and cheat. I stepped on people's feet. But now I'm stepping on glory, salvation at my feet. Cause I'm saved,
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 saved.
People, let me tell you about a kingdom come. You know I'm saved,
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 saved.
I could preach until you're I'm on the soul saving army, beating on a big bass drum. Ooh,
that's why I'm saved,
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 saved.
People, let me tell you about a kingdom come. You know I'm saved,
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 saved.
I can't preach it till you're deaf and dumb. I'm in that soul saving army, beating on that big bass drum.
The WFHB Gospel Girls and the Firehouse Rounders, ladies and gentlemen. So now it's time to introduce a couple of guys who still cuss and fuss, but are well past the age for the hoochie coo. That would be Richard Fish and Colonel Mike Kelsey.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you ever so much. How in the world did you get through the Thanksgiving season without being trussed up like the rest of the turkeys?
Now, Richard, as Mitch McConnell has said, can't we all just get along?
Probably not. But you look a little worse for wear. Why are you so all bruised up, Colonel Kelsey?
It's a sad, sad story, Richard.
I'm sure it is, but I've known you for a long time, and I'm sure you're going to tell it anyway.
Well, I don't know how to say this, but I was attacked by a little old lady with a walker at 5 a.m. on Black Friday.
Oh, ouch!
You better believe, ouch. She knocked me down, beat me with my own cane, then she took back the Beanie Baby I was trying to pry out of her hands and sprinted off with it in a walker. But hey, I felt really bad about the courthouse name for the fish, though, Richard. We were all hoping it would be called Richard.
That's really quite all right. My bad luck, I suppose. I'm perfectly happy with the name Hoagie that they chose. It does look like a sandwich, you know, from afar. But tell us about the show we've got going on here today, Colonel Kelsey. I hear rumors that today's show is kind of a sad one.
No, it's not really sad. It features the blues, but there have been some sad things happening lately, including the death of master guitarist and Hee-Haw standout Roy Clark.
Oh, yes. He was a great musician and a great performer.
Jason Fickell, could you give us just a little taste of that Roy Clark sound? Thank you, Jason. Thank you. And there was another death that touched us all as well, Richard.
Oh, yes, that's right. The great Stan Lee of Marvel Comics, who created so many new worlds for us to explore and so many superheroes.
That's right. And I am actually looking forward to our next show when we will, in our own way, explore our own set of superheroes.
Oh, well, that sounds super. But let's get back to this show. What do we have on tap today?
Well, Arbutus Cunningham will give us a scientific and sociological look at zombies.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
And the Gospel Girls will spotlight the great rhythm and blues artist, Laverne Baker.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And tell us about this show's special musical guests.
I'd be delighted to do that. We're joined by the Howlin' Brothers, a country blues band from Nashville in Tennessee. They have been they've been described as what might happen if a bunch of Appalachian punk rockers formed a jug band.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that. Bring them on.
They've been on TV, radio, and now the Firehouse Follies doesn't get any better than that, guys. Okay, we're going to start off here with Mr. Ian Kraft with that slide banjo. And then we're going to go to Dan Swan on the bass. And top it off with Jared Green on guitar. And we have the Howlin' Brothers.
Gonna have a real big time. Going downtown, gonna play till sunrise. Going downtown, gonna play till sunrise. Downtown, gonna play till sunrise. Going down south, gonna make a moaning howl. Going down south, gonna make a moaning howl. South, gonna make a moaning howl. Ow!
So much.
Mm-hmm.
ain't found a gold, bound to die,
bound to die,
bound to die. Children, hush up your crying. You draw pens and if your baby dies, he's gone.
Everybody's gone.
Long gone.
Long gone.
You shot my husband with an Abba Johnson gun. Carry him back.
Come on, take him back,
Washington.
Man.
Can't find the gold, bound to die. Bound to die. Yes, he's bound to die.
Thank you so much. All right, we'll try an original song here. It was called The Zombie Blues, today's show, so we thought we'd add some blues to the zombie blues here. A song I wrote called Take Me Down.
Sibero. Oh, you do not let my heart build way back east at home.
The Howlin' Brothers will be back to howl some more later in the show, but first, let's join another potential world-ending apocalypse in progress.
Come on now, everybody in here, quick, 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 come on now, push them back, push them back, don't let those things in here, come on, shut that door, hey, give me a hand here, no, 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 not that, use your head, no, I don't mean that either, here, now, come here, that's a pinch the arm, come on, how, wow.
Well, I suppose we're secure for now here in this gas station.
What was that? They looked like dead people, but they were walking with their auras glowing.
Looks like we got ourselves a whole caravan of radioactive zombies.
I bet it has something to do with that meteor that fell on old McDonald's farm.
No, it was probably the earthquake at the military ammunition depot on the other side of the cemetery.
I bet the whole thing's being paid off by George Soros. They probably want asylum or something.
No, no, well, whatever it was, now we've got to devise a strategy. All right, let's start by stating our names. I'm Jones.
I'm Martin.
I'm Wilson.
I'm Green.
I'm Bobby.
Hold on there. Let me hear those last three again.
I'm Green.
I'm Bobby.
Okay, just the last person this time.
Can anybody tell what language he's speaking?
I knew it! He's an immigrant.
Grab him! He's gotta go!
Yeah, throw him outside!
Yeah, get her! Let's get her out! The foot tool, come out! Get her out!
He was trying to eat your leg.
Immigrants aren't raised with any manners.
No common decency. Let him try that outside with the zombies.
Well, I think you should have given him a chance. He probably just has trouble communicating. All he really needs is a body to be Rolfed.
Whatever. But those zombies aren't leaving. We're going to have to make the best of it in here. What's the story on our supplies of food and water?
Well, looks like we got 3 boxes of Milky Way bars, 2 boxes of Slim Jims, 5 cans of chicken soup by sale date 2015, 3 cases of water, and 2 cases of Old Milwaukee Light.
Old Milwaukee Light? Are you kidding me? The last time I drank 2 cases of Old Milwaukee Light, I woke up next to a one-eyed waitress with a funky-smelling Rottweiler licking my left big toe. Never again!
All right, now, well, here, now, let me figure this out. There's no way we're going to get rid of 100 radioactive zombies in less than 2 or 3 weeks. And that leaves us with enough supplies for, carry the 12, 4.2 people.
But there's 5 of us here.
Numbers are so arbitrary.
Now we're going to have to make some hard choices if we want to survive.
We could cast the I Ching.
No, it makes more sense to choose the 4 people most likely to ensure our survival.
That's a great idea. I myself am a surgical resident at IU Health Trevlak Hospital with a specialty in DIY surgery.
Well, of course, you think it's a good idea.
Well, what about you, Martin? What's your story?
I'm a retired Navy SEAL specializing in hand-to-hand combat and decapitation. People call me the MacGyver of Death. I can make a lethal weapon out of anything. A paperclip, melon rind, or the pituitary gland of a mosquito.
Ew, gross. I'm a yoga instructor. I also work in a wellness center.
So how does that help us?
I know many ways of calming angry people. And if that doesn't work, I have a black belt in Aikido. See? Hi-ya! That's how I cut my firewood.
Well, that's promising, but you just destroyed the Coke machine. What about you, Green?
I'm a poet.
What? Huh? It almost sounded like you said you're a poet.
That's right. I'm a poet.
What?
Well, there's got to be more to the story. Maybe you're a gardener poet or a stonemason poet. What else can you do, Green?
I'm glad you asked. I'm an alcoholic poet.
Okay, Martin, you grab his ankles. Yep. I'll grab his wrist.
Got him. Yep.
Stay your hands, my friends. What? I ask first that you heed the words of William Carlos Williams. It is difficult to get the news from poems, yet men die every day for lack of what is found there.
What the heck is he saying?
I think it was poetry, but I didn't study poetry in med school.
That's right. It's poetry. The bread and honey of the human spirit. The golden road to understanding in all that is eternal and sublime. All I have is a voice to undo the folded lie. So I ask, each and every one of you, is that the world you choose to live in? A world without inspiration? A world without truth? A world without poetry?
Oh, Mr. Green, your words moved me. I need to think about this.
All right, all right. Everybody gather around here.
Okay. So, Green, we've talked it over and decided we can live without poetry. Jones, you get the ankles, I'll get the wrists.
Wait a minute. Shouldn't we hear from Mr. Jones first?
You're right. That's Mr. Jones. What's your story?
Well, now settle down, Wilson. We're getting distracted here. These petty arguments could go on ad infinitum.
Hold on a minute, Jones. What did you say?
I just said they shouldn't let these little arguments go on and on and on.
Ad infinitum. Who says ad infinitum? Jones, what else is it that you do?
I happen to be a member of the insurance profession.
Is that so? The insurance profession?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I do. That's right.
That's kind of funny, because there's really only one answer worse than an insurance salesman, Jones.
An attorney at law.
No. I work in the insurance business. I'm an insurance.
Is that so? What are the four major categories of insurance products?
The what?
Oh, come on, Jones. We're talking insurance business 101. The four major categories.
I guess that would be, life insurance.
That's what I thought. It's life, health, property, and casualty. Aha!
Hey, that was pretty good, Martin.
I majored in insurance at the military academy.
Now, why are you guys looking at me like that? Yeah. Now, back up now. This isn't funny.
Grab his arm.
Now, wait, hey.
What is that in his back pocket?
No, wait. Give that back.
What is it, Martin?
It's a writ. A writ of habeas corpus. Okay, pitch it.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't do this. Now, what about due process? This is unconstitutional.
I knew it. A lawyer. We got ourselves a lawyer. Out the door with him.
I object.
Overruled.
Normally, I'm not judgmental, but lawyers? It was a lawyer that kept my Rap Fink ex-husband from paying me my alimony. Pitch the slime bag.
Throw him out, fellas.
Come on. All right, hold on a minute. We should show some mercy. Jones, I want you to have these.
All right. A can of beer?
Yeah.
And a pack of gum?
Yeah.
Here's your chance. Yep. Looks like they're shuffling off to Buffalo or something. Good luck, counselor.
I'll see you in court.
Wow. Look at him run.
Whoa. Uh-oh. Looks like there's one headed his way. Hey, Jones. Jones, break to the left.
Why'd he stop?
Good Lord. I think he's debating the zombie.
What?
Jones, don't do it. He doesn't have a functioning cerebral cortex. Do not debate the zombie.
Shouldn't they be, eating him or something?
The zombie just handed Jones something, and he's putting it in his ear. They're talking.
And now the zombie's drinking the old Milwaukee Light?
Something very strange is happening here.
Will Jones be eaten by zombies? Will Green write a poem for the occasion? Will Bobby and Martin drink all the old Milwaukee Light? Stay tuned for the exciting conclusion of Dancing with Zombies. Now it's time for today's installment of the Gospel Girl Spotlight on Music History. Today we look at rhythm and blues legend Laverne Baker, who was an important bridge between R&B and rock and roll. Born in Chicago in 1929 as Dolores Evans, she signed as a solo artist with Atlantic Records in 1953. Her first big hit, Tweedly Dee, was recorded in 1955.
The song Jim Dandy was recorded in 1956 and went to number one on the R&B charts. Written by Lincoln Chase, it was selected as one of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was so popular that Chase wrote a sequel for Laverne called Jim Dandy Got Married. Here are the Gospel Girls with Jim Dandy.
Ow, ow, Jim Dandy to the rescue, Jim Dandy to the rescue, Jim Dandy to the rescue.
Go, Jim Dandy, go, Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy on a mountaintop, 30,000 feet to drop. Tied him to a runaway horse. That's right, of course. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go, Jim Dandy. Go, Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy met a girl named Sue. She was feeling kind of blue. Jim Dandy is the kind of guy that can't see a little girl cry. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go, Jim Dandy. Go, Jim Dandy.
Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue.
Go, Jim Dandy, go!
A submarine. He got a message from a mermaid queen. She was hanging on a fishing line. Well, Jim Dandy didn't waste no time. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go, Jim Dandy. Go, Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy went to Maine. He got a ticket on a DC plane. Jim Dandy didn't need no chute. He was high and ready to boot. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go, Jim Dandy. Go, Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue.
Go, Jim Dandy. Go.
Go, go, go. Jim Dandy. 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 Go, go, go. Jim Dandy.
Go, Jim Dandy. Go!
Thank you. The song Bumblebee, co-written by Laverne Baker and Leroy Fullilove, was released in 1960. It was released only as a single and was not as popular as many of Laverne Baker's other songs, but it is strongly associated with her. Here are the girls with Bumblebee.
I'm gonna have to put you down.
Shout, shout, shout.
You've been treating me like a clown.
Shout, shout, shout.
You know you hurt me once before.
Shout, shout, shout.
You'll never hurt me anymore.
Shout, shout, shout.
Shoo-wee, you hurt me like a bee.
A bumblebee.
An evil bumblebee. I gave you all my love and honey. My life, my soul, and all my money. You didn't seem to realize you had a home in paradise.
Shoo-wee,
you hurt me like
like a bee.
A bumblebee.
An evil bumblebee. Don't you know I cry? Sick and tired of all chop, chop. Your lies. Chop. You know you hurt my heart chop, before. Chop. You'll never hurt me anymore.
Chop, chop. Chop.
Shoo-wee, you hurt me like a bee.
A bumblebee.
An evil bumblebee.
Chop, chop.
Sick and tired of all chop, chop. Your lies.
Chop.
You know you hurt my heart again.
Chop, chop.
I'm sorry, baby, it's the
chop, chop.
End.
Chop.
Shoo-wee, you hurt me like a bee.
A bumblebee.
An evil bumblebee.
Chop, chop. Chop. Chop, chop.
Our third selection
is... Shout, real quick. I'm going to give a shout out to Jim Lang up in the corner.
What a sound to do.
He's our sound guy.
Our third selection is not a song that is commonly associated with Laverne Baker. Jump Into the Fire was written by rocker Harry Nilsson and was Laverne Baker's last recording, made for a Nilsson tribute record in 1995. One of the things that makes it remarkable is that Laverne lost both of her legs due to complications of diabetes in 1994, but continued to perform nonetheless. Here is the LeVar Baker version of Jump Into the Fire.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, you can climb the mountain,
climb.
Swim the sea. You can jump into the fire, but you'll never, never be free. Or you can lift me up,
lift me up,
put me down,
put me down.
But whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know we can make each other happy, make each other happy. Make each other happy, baby. Oh,
you can jump
to the fire, to the fire.
Jump into the fire.
In 1990, Laverne Baker was one of the first eight recipients of the Pioneer Award from the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 1991, she was the second female solo artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She died in 1997 and was buried in an unmarked grave in Kew Gardens, New York. A headstone was erected in 2008 after funds were raised by local historians. But now for something completely different.
You see, it's a problem. When I turn it on, well...
You're right, Grant. There's definitely something wrong with this computer. Have you called the electrician?
No, I've been waiting for her, Cora, but she hasn't shown up.
Not even someone like her?
There's no choice, Cora. I've got to go in there.
Then I shall go with you.
Oh, no, Cora. There's a virus in the deep memory, and I'm the only one who can fix it and make our computer great again. Waiting for that. If I don't return, well, the system is rigged, and I will have been deleted in a noble cause.
If you're deleted, could I just hit Control plus Z?
No. I'll enter the keystrokes here. Shift plus Alt plus F6 plus uppercase U and... Oh! Ah! Oh, I hope I haven't broken anything. Cora, how did you get here?
I grabbed hold of your foot, darling. I couldn't let you do this alone.
Welcome to the programming zone. This zone is your computer's ego, the rational and logical center of its operations.
Open your manual to page 62, where we will learn three new instructions in computer programming.
I don't have a manual, but...
Why do men never use manuals?
The manual is useless.
Repeat after me. If, then, go to subroutine, select option. If, then, go to subroutine,
select option.
Okay. Trip advisor activated. Huh? Select destination. Please listen carefully as our options change every 10 minutes.
For the deleted zone files, press or say 1.
For the darknet zone, press or say 2.
For the deep memory zone, press or say 3.
Deep memory.
To go to the deep memory zone, press or say 3.
3.
You have chosen 2, the darknet.
But he said 3, deep memory.
Options change frequently. I need your password, bozo.
Okay, who can remember a password? I don't know.
Here, use mine. Okay. Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daffy, Huey, Louie, Dewey, Louie, Scrooge, Indianapolis.
What in the world is that?
It's my password. I was told it should be 8 characters and include at least 1 capital.
Password accepted.
Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daffy, Huey, Dewey, Louie, Scrooge, Indianapolis.
You will now go to the deleted file zone.
Yeah, but.
Please grasp the handrail firmly.
But there is no hand. Ah!
Welcome to the deleted file zone, the large intestine of your computer. Files come here for final processing after deletion. Please select any files you wish to restore.
I can make your computer great again. You have to pick me.
No, not him. Select me instead. I know more about emails than Ivanka.
You two should stay deleted.
It's a data dump. Programmers always provide a back door. Use it to escape before you're flushed from the system.
A back door. Oh, this must be it. Oh, wow.
That was close. What now?
It's no use. They're tapping the phones.
Oh, no.
No, no, no.
No, you have to call security.
Oh, call security.
Security here.
Really, it's no use. They're tapping the phones.
Welcome to the dark net. This is your computer's id, where secret and sometimes nasty things transpire.
Dark net? What's that? I can't see anything. Why can't I see anything here?
What part of dark do you not understand?
What was that?
A web crawler seeking to uncover our secrets. I'll get rid of it with this flamethrower.
Oh. Wow. I hear something. What's that I hear? It's on the other side of the door.
That's the Bitcoin mine. Bitcoins lose their value if they're actually seen, so you can't go in there. Quickly, follow me.
What the hell is that? What's going on?
This is the digital conversion room, where your analog thoughts are converted to digital in order to be processed. The flying objects are zeros and ones. They come faster than White House tweets. This is your computer's superego. It's a ball of confusion.
That was really close.
Ow! That was a megabyte. No, no, not a giggle bite.
You've just been infected. Step through this door.
Okay, but what? Oh, what was that thing like? Poison?
It's your lucky day. Huh? That bite entitles you to be the special guest on the world's most popular computer game, Vex the Virus.
Vex the Virus?
Here's how it's played. You are infected by a computer virus and have 10 seconds to identify it before the computer blows up with you in it. You have already been infected. You have 10 seconds to identify the virus that attacked you, and go!
Grant, how can you possibly play games at a time like this?
Okay, let's see. I'm feeling woozy. I see a heavy dose of spam. Wait, there's a message. It says, Andy, I'm just doing my job. Nothing personal. Sorry. That's it! It's the My Doom virus!
You are correct!
Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daffy, Huey, Dewey, Louie, Scrooge, Indianapolis. Whoa, yay, yay, yay.
And it's time for the next virus.
No, wait a minute, I don't...
Web crawler, infect our contestant!
Ouch!
You have 10 seconds to vex that virus.
Okay, things are going around in circles. Files are being encrypted, and it's a ransom demand. It must be the I love you virus.
So sorry you lose.
Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daffy, Huey, Dewey, Lude, Scrooge, Indianapolis.
It was Crypto Locker, and this computer will self-destruct if you don't pay the ransom.
Grant, just pay the ransom and we'll be free.
No, I've still got to get down to the deep memory to fix the problem that's still...
Hey, stick with me, bud. I'll get you out of here.
You know the way to deep memory?
I did, but I forgot. I can get you close. Fasten your seatbelts, amigo. We're going.
Okay. All right.
All right, this is it. We're going. There we go. All right. Sorry. All right, this is as far as I can take you. You can get to deep memory zone, the heart of your computer's operations, through that door over there.
The green door?
No, there's someone behind there. The other one. You rinse the virus from your computer's heart, see? Then hightail it through the CD drive, see? There isn't much time. The dilithium crystals are heating up. She's going to blow, laddie.
All right. I guess I'd better open this door and see what's happening. Oh.
Warning. Total system meltdown in 30 seconds.
Oh, no, it's no time. I got to climb up this optical interface cable.
Total system meltdown in 20 seconds.
Cora, grab hold of the coiled cables and straighten them out.
They're a mess.
Don't you wish you'd coiled your cables properly? Meltdown in 10.
One more to
nine,
entangle. Oh,
eight,
I can see the virus.
Seven,
it's a nasty looking thing.
Five.
I got it.
Four.
Oh, take that, you nasty virus.
Disaster averted. Returning to normal processing.
Hit the eject button, Cora. Oh, we're out. A normal size again. What a fantastic voyage.
Grant, you did it. The computer's running normally. Are you okay?
Just a little woozy. Oh, look. Here's a note from the electrician.
What does it say?
It says, sorry I missed you. I couldn't wait any longer. Try unplugging the computer, then plugging it in again.
Why didn't we think of that?
All right, just hand me the plug here.
Repeat after me. If then, go to subroutine, select option.
It's 4:55, and you're listening to the WFHB Firehouse Follies, coming to you live from the Ivy Tech Waldron Weikart Auditorium, with support from the Friends of the Follies, Upland Brewing Company, Cardinal Spirits, the Bloomington Writers Guild, and Ivy Tech Community College.
It is time for that part of the show where I embarrass Tony Brewer by reading a story that he's never seen, and he will, when he's not clowning around, try to do sound effects to all the brilliant words that I put down here. So. Correct. Mr. Jones rode off on his snowmobile into the promise of a glorious future. He stopped at the nearest saloon, pushed his way in through the revolving door, and found himself back out on the street again. He pushed his way through the revolving door once more, and once more came out on the street.
Hey, buddy, what you doing? Hey.
So he pulled out the crowbar that he always carried in his pants, broke the front window, yes.
Sorry, I didn't have it loaded.
Ooh, yeah. And entered the drinking establishment. He heard people murmuring in a language that he did not understand. The bartender rapped the bar with his gavel and asked... ask for orders.
One for you. Who wants one? Last call.
A shot of whiskey, he replied.
A shot of whiskey?
And the bartender pulled out the shotgun he kept in his pants and fired around point blank into the bars behind the door. Mr. Jones decided it was a good thing he didn't drink spirits anyway. So he got a happy meal with a vanilla shake. At the table next to him, two men were playing catch with a hand grenade and speaking loudly in a language he did not understand. He was about to say something when the grenade exploded in the air. It apparently wasn't a lethal grenade because the explosion filled the air with candy kisses, Mars bars, Kit Kats,
meow,
and and corn. Which, due to the heat of the explosion, was popping in the air, sounding for all the world like a jet fighter had turned its guns on the saloon. Now, wait a minute. Actually, that sound was a little different. It sounded much more like a squad of angry mosquitoes that had declared war on humans. So, Mr. Jones finished his milkshake, slurping it right up there. And noticed that the toy in the Happy Meal was a can of mosquito repellent, which he used to spray the attacking mosquitoes, which in turn began dropping like flies, making strange noises as they hit the floor. But these strange noises were actually the voices of the people at the table next to him, who were speaking in a language he did not understand. When they pulled their phones out and began taking pictures of the mess, he realized they were not terrorists, as he had first thought they were, but tourists. The sightseeing bus that they were on then pulled into the bar through the window that Mr. Jones had broken, hit the air brakes, let out a peculiar blast on its horn, which sounded something like 76 trombones. No, actually, there are only 71 trombones. I'm sorry. Or maybe it was just the noise of one kazoo. At this, all the patrons in the bar arose, speaking excitedly in a language that Mr. Jones did not understand, and boarded the bus, which backed noisily out of the bar and laid rubber on the street as it drove off into the sunset in search of a glorious future. Something was happening here, but you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? But Mr. Jones knows that when you ask your child to do household chores, and that child refuses and then begins to give you some static, Mr. Jones knows how to deal with that, and Jason Fickle and the Firehouse Rounders are going to show you just how to do that.
Take out the papers and the trash. You don't get no spending cash. You don't scrub that kitchen floor. You ain't gonna rock and roll no more.
Yakety yak!
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. You don't go out Friday night.
Yakety yak!
Don't talk back.
Put on coat, put on a hat. Walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you're finished doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat.
Yakety yak!
Don't talk back.
Don't give me no more dirty looks. Your father's hip, he knows what cooks. Just tell your hoodlum friends outside. You ain't got time to take a ride.
Yakety yak!
Don't talk back.
Yakety yak! Yakety yak! Yakety yak! Yakety yak! Yakety yak! Yakety yak! Yakety yak!
Don't talk back.
All right, everybody, I'm going to need your help singing this one. You going to help me out?
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Come on to be the kitchen, make some noise with the pots and pans. But when you wear those dresses, the sun comes shining through. When you wear those dresses, the sun comes shining through. I can't believe my eyes, all the mess belong to you. Well, we gonna shake, rattle and roll.
Come on now.
Shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Wonder right, Xavier, doggone, uh-oh. Come on, saxophone. Faster my money go. Well, we gonna shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Won't you ride to save your doggone soul? I got a piano soul. Over the hill and way down underneath. I'm running over the hill and way down underneath. You made me roll my eyes and maybe even clench my teeth. Well, we gonna shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Oh, well, we gonna shake, rattle and roll. Shake, rattle and roll. Won't do right to save me up, duck on some.
Hey, Ross Martini Isler on the piano and vocals, ladies and gentlemen.
The Firehouse Rounders. Now let's return to the besieged gas station and see how our friends Wilson, Green, Bobby, and Martin are making out in their flight from a caravan of radioactive zombies. In our last episode, Jones was thrown out of the safe haven to take his chances with the zombies, but something strange is going on here.
Hey! That's my line.
But my name's on it in the script. So whose line is it anyway?
I'm taking it. Something strange is going on here.
Jones and three of the zombies are coming to the door.
All right. Open the door.
Are you kidding? You've got three of those radioactive zombies with you. I figure you sold us out.
Yeah, we opened that door and we're zombie toast.
The only reason they didn't eat you was professional courtesy. Lawyers and zombies both live by sucking people's brains out.
Now, don't be judgmental. Get in touch with your inner zombie.
All right, pursuant to paragraph 5, clause 31 of the Uniform Code of Zombie Behavior, there will be no brain sucking, I promise.
Oh, yeah, why should we believe you?
All the zombies have filed briefs, and they're even wearing some, attesting to their lack of malice.
I think we should let them in.
What?
Yeah, what do we have to lose?
Only our brains.
There you go again. What makes brains so important? It's feelings that count. Relax. Find your safe place. Chant your mantra.
Besides, we outnumber them. We can keep this big table between us, and there are some lethal-looking wrenches in the workshop we can use for weapons.
She's right. We need to talk.
I'm telling you, you can't talk to lawyers or zombies. They're only thinking about one thing, sucking your brains out.
Sorry to sound so judgmental, Martin, but no one would want to suck your brains out.
No. Hey,
they'd be repulsed by all the spidery thingies in your aura.
Am I what?
I'm going to unlock the door. Green, get some wrenches. Martin, you can hide in the bathroom if you want.
And let you deal my life away? No, I'm staying right here.
Whatever you want. Hey, Jones! Promise to stay on the other side of the table and not make any sudden moves.
Okay, guys. There you see. We promise. Now open the door.
Get in here, quick.
Sit on that side of the table. Don't try any funny business either.
Oh, don't worry now. Nothing in this script is funny anyway.
That's true.
Okay, counselor, what's the story here?
Well, meet Zach, Zoe, and Zelda. Uh-huh. They have been selected as our spokes zombies.
Wait a minute. I can't understand that immigrant talk.
He sounds like a soul lost in the wilderness.
Oh, wait a minute. My fault. I'm sorry. I forgot the translators. Yes.
Translators?
Yes, that's right. Here, these. Just put these things. There we go. Put them in your ear, and you'll be able to understand what they're saying.
Well, I don't... Okay. And I hope that we can come to some mutual understanding here, if we can all just communicate.
Remember that we are all brothers and sisters in the great Mandela.
Oh, Zoe, that's so profound.
Zombiehood is not something we chose. It was thrust upon us. We hope to share our world with you, the pre-dead.
Don't think of us as dead. We are simply differently living.
I could never share the world with you creatures. You're not natural. You don't even wear decent clothes.
There are many of our number living alongside you, even as we speak.
Really?
You might be surprised. Many of us dress as you do and speak as you do, and we walk among you every day. Your next-door neighbor could be a zombie, as could the producer of the Firehouse Follies.
I don't know about him, but the writers seem to have lost their brains.
Look, no offense intended, but I find that hard to believe. I think I'd know a zombie if I saw one.
We are represented in both of your political parties. The majority of the members of your legislative branch, in fact, are zombies.
Now, that explains a lot.
As are members of the executive branch of government. I will not name names, but orange is the favorite color of most zombies.
There is even a zombie sitting on your Supreme Court, just appointed.
Not to mention zombies such as Tom Brady and Dennis Rodman, who have been active in your professional sports.
And Roseanne Barr and Ted Nugent, to name just two entertainers.
Now, you see, people, the zombies, prima facie, have no illegitimate intentions. Ergo, and I so love using that word, we must make peace with
no,
them.
No, and the minute we turn our backs, they suck our brains out.
No, that premise is not sustained by the evidence before you.
Come now. This whole business about zombies eating human brains is a falsehood introduced in a movie, and a sequel, no less. Relying on human brains for nourishment in an age where everyone is glued to a smartphone would kill us if we weren't already dead. Most of us are vegans.
And we have no need for brains because our spirits are so strong.
Zoe, that's so inspirational. You should come to work at my wholesome center. We need more like you.
What is it that you want from us, then?
A basic non-aggression pact. You don't bother us, we won't bother you.
Yes, a modus vivendi, as it were. Or modus deadendi, I suppose. It pains me to add that if you don't cooperate, we are prepared to file suit under the anti-discrimination laws.
A cultural exchange program would be perfect. I understand that Mr. Green here is a poet.
An alcoholic poet, if you please.
Well, I'm a poet myself, in a way. I'm a folk singer.
He's the zombie Bob Dylan.
Zach's best-known song is Zombie Blues.
Can we hear it?
All zombies know it.
Sure. Hand me that conveniently located guitar over there.
I went down to the cemetery, fell down on my knees. I went down to the cemetery, fell down on my knee. I said, Lordy, Lord, send me back home to my family, please. I'm up here with the living, things ain't going so very well. I'm up here with the living, baby, things ain't gone so very well. Well, the people here ain't friendly, and they have a most peculiar smell. Zombies got it tough, baby. I swear we really do. I said, we zombies got it tough, baby. I swear we really do. I can't say nothing more, child. I know you know that it's.
Why, that's very moving.
Beautiful.
Such a high level of consciousness.
I can't believe this, but you've convinced me. What can we do to help?
Let us link arms and shamble to a brighter future. Come, break bread with us.
There, you see, ipso facto, the evidence shows they are harmed.
Let us go forward, then, to the future. All of us.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day, just you and me.
And here is our dinner table.
But there's no food on it.
That's because we don't need any.
We've invited you for dinner.
I knew it!
I told you they'd fall for it. Thanks for your help, Mr. Jones.
Yes, well, I'll just be going now. Look, there's an ambulance. Wait for me!
Pass me one of those old Milwaukee lights. Ah, there's nothing better than an old Milwaukee light after eating a yoga teacher.
And tell me again why we didn't eat Jones.
Are you kidding? Lawyers have terrible taste. Please welcome back the WFHB Gospel Girls.
So it is December, right? We were thinking maybe one holiday song would be okay. This is an original.
You know that Christmas is my favorite time of year. Colored lights on houses,
and all that Christmas cheer. If I could ask on prayer to bring the new year in, I'd pray for peace on earth.
Peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
I'd pray for peace on earth.
Peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
There's no telling what the likes of man will do. Mostly good, but then the bad will break right through. What are the moral folks supposed to do but pray for peace on earth?
Peace on earth, goodwill toward man.
Pray for peace on earth.
Peace on earth, goodwill toward man.
Life's a miracle, a melody of song. I give thanks to you all who sing along. Help me rejoice in voice, and when the singing's done, let's pray for peace,
peace
on earth.
Goodwill toward men,
pray for peace on
peace
earth.
On earth. Goodwill toward men.
Underneath the tree,
so many people here to join in jubilee. And next year I'd like to do it all again.
So let's pray for peace,
peace on earth.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. We would like to acknowledge that the composer of the song is with us here in the audience today, and it's Mr. Scott Freed. So thank you so very, very much for allowing the Hoosier Darling / WFHB Gospel Girls to play that song for you today. Whole lot of paper shuffling going
whole
on.
Whole lot of paper shuffling going on. This next song is a mashup medley, and we need your help. Yep. You will know what to do instinctively, so just trust your instincts, okay? Trust yourself.
Sound great.
buddy or a boy, make a big noise playing on the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. Blood on your face, big disgrace, ringing your banner all over the place.
We will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a poor man pleading with your eyes, gonna make you some peace someday. You got mud on your face, a big disgrace. Somebody better put you back into your place.
We will rock you. We will rock you. We will rock you. We will rock you.
We got the beat. We got the beat. We got the beat. We got the beat.
The people walking down the street, fall in line just watching all the feet. They don't know where they want to go, but they're walking in time. They got the beat,
they got the beat, they got the beat, yeah.
They got the beat.
I see the kids getting out of school, can't wait to hang out and be cool. Hang around till quarter after 12. That's when they fall in line, cause they got the beat.
They got the beat. Kids got the beat. Yeah.
Kids got the beat.
Go-go music really makes us dance. Do the pony puts us in a trance. Do what you see, just give us a chance. That's when we fall in line, cause we got the beat.
We got the beat. We got the beat. Yeah.
We got it.
We will rock you.
Everybody get on your feet.
We will
got the rock beat. We know you can dance to the beat.
We got the beat.
We will. We round and round and round and round and round.
We got the beat.
Thank you.
It's now past time for a word from Fiddlin' Joe Enterprises.
Carry the 93 times 12 minus medical bills. And I absolutely hate trying to make a household budget. There's just never enough money. And Christmas is coming soon. Whatever will I do? Who are you? You don't look like the guy that usually shows up.
Well, I'm his understudy. He had to go to New Orleans to run Fiddlin' Joe's jazz camp.
I sent my little girl to that camp to study jazz didgeridoo. Yep. I'm trying to make a budget for this month, and it's frustrating.
Oh, income not meeting expenses, huh?
Yeah, about as close as the White House comes to the truth.
Oh, dear. That's
right. My monthly Fiddlin' Joe payments alone are higher than my salary.
You need to go into business. That's where the big bucks are.
Me? My own business? How could I ever do that?
I'm glad you asked. Fiddlin' Joe is offering some of his favorite folks the opportunity of a lifetime, and you're one of his best customers.
Oh. Opportunity of a lifetime, huh? Who do I have to kill?
Oh, it's not like that at all this time, Mommy. Fiddlin' Joe just happens to have a few openings for new franchises in his chain of singing fortune cookies shops. Now, if you act now, you can get in on the ground floor of this exciting new opportunity.
Singing fortune cookies?
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Well, first you buy the land and build the store.
But I don't have the money to do that.
Oh, Fiddlin' Joe will lend you the startup cash for the very low interest rate of a mere 25%.
Oh, okay. What next?
You buy one of Fiddlin' Joe's special fortune cookie ovens and the highly secret fortune cookie recipe. You bake the cookies, then select the fortune from Fiddlin' Joe's immense stock of pre-written fortunes.
And then?
Now, here's where it gets interesting. The world-famous WFHB gospel girls will sing the fortunes for you. You want a demonstration?
Well, sure.
Okay, girls, show her the standard style.
You are never selfish with your advice or your help. Keep your feet on the ground, though friends flatter you.
Wow, that's neat. Are there other musical styles?
Well, sure. We've got both country and western.
You are never selfish with your advice or your help. Keep your feet on the ground, though friends flatter you.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's rap.
You're never selfish when you give your advice. Yeah, no, never selfish when you give your help. Yeah, you know it. Yeah, you do. Keep your feet on the ground, down on the ground, even though your friend's gonna flatter you, yeah.
Wow, I can make a fortune with these cookies. Sign me up.
Well, I just happen to have a contract right here. Sign here, and here, and over here,
mm-hmm.
and here,
right.
Twice here,
okay.
Once more at the bottom right there.
Right.
Okay, now you're ready to go, Mommy. And here's your new fortune.
You will win success in every calling you adopt.
All fortunes in this presentation were real fortunes from real fortune cookies found in real Chinese restaurants.
To further enhance our education on zombies, I am delighted to introduce, I will be delighted in a minute or two, to introduce Dr. Arbutus Cunningham, holder of the coveted Ed Wood Chair of Zombie Studies at IU Health Institute of Zombieology and the Not-So-Normal, who will present her latest research on this important topic. Now, to the right of me, but the left of most of you, may I introduce Arbutus Cunningham.
Oh, doctor, dear doctor, please tell me I've a pain where I once had a something different. Hi, y'all. Okay, this is very serious. Contrary to popular opinion, all zombies are not monsters of malevolence who want to rip your legs off and eat them. Last week, Daniel Wilcox, the spokesperson for the Zombie Anti-Defamation League, noted in an NPR interview, "Zombies in the 21st century rarely lurch, slather, or dribble. Many of us have spent years in therapy, including electric shock treatments, which are often effective in jump-starting the cerebral cortex on those cold mornings. We have learned to fit in. We have assimilated enough already with the drooling, oozing Night of the Living Dead stuff. Yes, friends, today's zombies are out of the crypt and into the Commonwealth, where wealth is clearly not held in common. A recent study..." funded by the Pew Charitable Research, finds that at least 1% of the human population worldwide are zombies. The study's authors cite extensive research into mitochondrial DNA, indicating that zombie origins are genetic, caused by the expression of a pair of extremely rare recessive genes in offspring whose mothers have eaten a large quantity of duckweed while pregnant. Women who have not eaten duckweed while pregnant have no fears of this occurring. Women who have eaten duckweed are advised to observe their children carefully. Lurching, according to the American Pediatrics Association, is not a reliable early indicator. All toddlers lurch. They also drool, dribble, spew food, roar, wallow in muck, and smell like poo, which leads certain experts to hypothesize that human infants are vestigial zombies in utero in much the same way that they develop vestigial gills and tails. Keep in mind that babies have odd eating habits as well, so mothers need not be alarmed if their child toddlers consume marbles, erasers, dust bunnies, Q-tips, spiders, or dog kibble. Eating the dog, now that is a dead giveaway. Early intervention is recommended for all known dog eaters. Despite such heart-rending accounts as the recently published memoir, Zombie in the Sandbox, subtitled, "He May Be Lurch to You, But He'll Always Be Johnny to Me," which turned out to be ghostwritten by a Mormon vampire from Sacramento, children who present as zombies can, with care and training, lead useful, productive lives. Harold Anderson of Joplin, Missouri, says his mother, who had eaten a lot of duckweed frittatas while pregnant, enrolled him in ballet classes the summer he was six after he consumed 9 pounds of sphagnum moss and all the mulch off the asparagus bed. The family were vegetarians. "I grew into a graceful maturity," Harold says. "All those pliés and pas de deux truly focused my mind. I learned to sublimate my cravings by listening to the music of John Cage. God help us all." Jennifer Crandall, 32, now one of Clarence Thomas's law clerks, found reading to be effective. "When Mom learned about the duckweed connection, she did not take any chances. Every night for 9 years, she read transcripts of the Nixon tapes to me. After the first 4 years, I never drooled again." Of course, Nixon was a zombie, though he did struggle to hide it from the public. There was always that telltale lurch when he got up on the podium, and the 5 o'clock shadow, and the heavy sweating. Oh, poor man, he was trying desperately to keep from ripping off John Mitchell's head. Ronald Reagan, yeah, he was a zombie. Anyone who thinks ketchup is a vegetable has got to be a zombie. It's difficult to tell with Strom Thurmond. He may just have been catatonic the last 30 years. Not all zombies are as open about their condition as Ms. Crandall, a 73-year-old California resident who identified himself only as Leroy, said, "These kids coming up now, they got it easy, but 6 years ago, times was different. Everybody made fun of me. My family was all hard-shell Baptists, full immersion, gather at the river, white robes, hallelujah. Ugh. Come my turn to go into the water, the preacher held me down so long I knew he's trying to drown me. So I bit him on the leg and swum off. I never went back, not even after my sister Drophilia ate the postmistress on account of a misunderstanding over a sheet of 2-cent stamps. No, sir, I was lucky to be gone from there. I made my way to Los Angeles and spent more than 40 years working as an extra at Universal Studios. A lot of zombies ended up in California. It's easier to fit in out here." Zombies are very sensitive to changes in atmospheric pressure. Many can predict weather patterns with almost unerring accuracy. This makes meteorology a good career choice, although low pressure systems seem to affect their serotonin uptake. They get depressed. Some manage to control their depression with selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac or Paxil or Zoloft. Others practice retail therapy. You often see them lined up in front of big box stores this time of the year, twitching and drooling. Neighbors, do not judge them. Do not disdain them. Do not stigmatize them. Shop local. Zombies will not mess with you if you just stay out of the mall.
We need some new jokes, quick!
How about some fart jokes?
We did that once.
How'd it go?
It stank. I'm afraid there's only one choice.
You mean?
Yes, the nuclear option. We have to visit the old jokes home. We're here. Steel yourself. It can be gruesome in there.
And what can I do for you youngins? You don't look old enough for a place like this yet, but you do smell of old jokes.
We're hoping to give your inmates a little work, matron.
I'll get the usual cut, right?
50% of what we make.
Well, come on then.
Why do I get the feeling we may never get out of here?
Most of the old jokes are in the lounge watching I Love Lucy reruns. I'll set you up in the exercise room. No one ever goes in there.
Great. We have a radio show to finish, and we've only got 5 minutes left.
Well, some of the older ones take a mighty long time to get to the punchline. Now, how many do you want to hire?
Two, three should do it.
Come with me, then. Follow me. You two wait here. I'll round some up.
This place is weird. Are you sure it's a good place for jokes?
Just wait. You'll see.
Okay, here's Georgie and Grace.
Gracie, how's your brother? You know, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the bathroom.
It didn't look so funny to me. It was downright disgusting.
Now, Gracie.
I think we can do without the potty humor.
Well, if that's the way you're going to be, here, pull my finger.
On out, you two. Rod, you're on.
Hey, hiya, folks. Take my wife, please. A rabbi and a priest walk into a bar mitzvah, see?
Sorry, we can't do jokes about religion.
Get no respect. Zero.
Get on back to your Cheetos, Rod, now. Okay, Les, it's your turn.
Nice beaver.
Okay, no, that's not funny.
Well, my name's not Shirley. And it is.
That's it. We'll take him.
But Shirley...
My name's not Shirley. It's hilarious.
It's not hilarious either. But yeah... I think this one we can use over and over and over and over again if need be.
Let's see if we can find another one. Matron, we'll take this guy and send in the next candidate, please.
Okay, Gary, you're on. Gary used to have his own radio show, but now they don't even acknowledge him.
Well, it was a quiet weekend, late morning.
No, don't get started on that one, Gary. What? Stop, Gary. It takes you at least 10 minutes to get to the point. When there's a point to get to.
Well, there was this penguin once.
Penguins are always good for a laugh.
I'm not sure. This guy looks suspicious. You have anyone else, matron?
One more. Come on in, Jenny.
My hotel is so exclusive that room service has an unlisted number. There was a guy knocking at the door all night. I finally gave up and let him out.
Yeah. Fish will love that one. We'll take her.
Okay, matron. We're finished here. Let us out now?
Sorry. No one ever leaves the old jokes home. You'll like it here.
My name is Edith Ann, and that's the truth.
Thank you.
welcome back to the stage the Howland Brothers.
All right, thank you. All right, we're gonna get Jay to, he brought his electronic dancing board here from the future, and we're gonna get him to dance for you here. Play a John Hartford song called "Skipping in the Mississippi Dew."
Steering wheel, steamboat pining out, stove, engine room, brass hanging on the post by the main deck, stair with long hair, skipping in a Mississippi dew. How the river run wide, one deep, I'm muddy, river run long after I'm gone, with a steamboat wheel on a big old wide band, skipping in a Mississippi dew. River come away that sunny 12-foot of water on a Memphis cage. I wouldn't be home without the mighty water rolling paddle wheel skipping in the Mississippi dew. How the river run wide when deep run muddy, river run long after I'm gone, with a steamboat wheel on a big wide bend skipping in the Mississippi dew. Ship up the river 35 days on a paddle line boat to make a little money by springtime chicken take off skipping in the Mississippi dew. How the river run wide and deep run muddy, river run long after I'm gone, got a steamboat wheel on a big wide band skipping in the Mississippi dew. Skipping in the Mississippi dew.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. All right, we appreciate that.
Up on the hill. Let's go do
Tennessee Blues, the name of that. Yeah. All right, we're going to get your original song here, one I wrote called The Tennessee Blues here. Time. She don't mess with those high-class fools. Every time she comes around, I get the low-down Tennessee blues. The wind through the tall pine trees sends a chill through me. With that strong southern breeze, I get the low-down Tennessee blues. See you again, honey. When will I hold your hand? Every time you call my name, I get the low down Tennessee blues. Mama, last time you rode, you rocked me to the ground. The only song I ever sang is that low down Tennessee blues.
Low down Tennessee blues.
Every night I walk alone.
Low down Tennessee blues.
Yes, and I hear you
only
sigh.
Only song I ever sang.
Honey, come back to me and take these low down Tennessee blues.
Tennessee blues.
Every night I walk alone.
Low down Tennessee blues.
Yes, and I hear you
on
sigh.
The song I ever sang.
Honey, come back to me and take these low down Tennessee blues.
Low down Tennessee blues.
Every night I walk alone.
Low down Tennessee blues.
Yes, and I hear you
on
sigh.
The song I ever sang.
Lover, come back to me and take these low down Tennessee blues.
Thank you so much.
Brothers, ladies and gentlemen, and that's our show for today. Thanks to Ivy Tech Community College for its support of this show, to Jay Lynn Designs for our poster, and to White Rabbit for printing the posters and our programs. We'd also like to thank a couple of good friends of the Follies, Upland Brewing Company and the Bloomington Writers Guild. Presenting a radio theater triple feature at Players Pub December 13th. Thanks also to Mother Bears, El Rey Azteca, and Best Taste Chinese Restaurant for keeping us fed, and to Players Pub for its hospitality. Special thanks to the Howlin' Brothers for coming from Nashville to join us today. Now remember that they will be playing at Players Pub tonight at 8 o'clock. So if you haven't gotten enough yet, go catch them later. Thanks to the WFHB Gospel Girls, Suzette Weekly, Ginger Curry, and Sarah Flint. The Firehouse Rounders were Dan Deckard on drums, Carolyn Dutton on fiddle, Ross Martini-Eiler on piano and vocals, Jason Fickle on guitar and vocals, Neil Heidler on bass, and Dave Withard on saxophone. The Unusual Suspects were Emily Bedwell, Marion Connedy, Richard Fish, Betty Greenwell, Kathy Norton, Becky Staff, Brian Roberts, Dan Salvaggi, and Tom Trent. Tony Brewer provided sound effects. House sound was by Jim Lang, and radio sound by Jeffrey Sundog Morris. Our technical crew was Ilza Ackerbergs, Marion Connedy, and Dan Withard, with invaluable assistance from Joe Bollinger and Jan Walker. Studio engineer was Emily Wonder Woman Jackson. Today's show was written by Mr. Stuff It Up, I guess, and the residents of the Occupy Sesame Street home for Over the Hill Riders. Stage manager was Dan G. Mansalvaggi, and our director was Richard Fish. The show was produced by Mike Kelsey. Our theme song is Firehouse Blues, written by Jason Fickle. For WFHB, I'm Dan Salvaggi, reminding you to save the date of March 10th for the next Firehouse Follies!
Hey, can the Howlin' Brothers come and just see us off? One little short tune here to finish this show off proper.
Up the hill out in the country, people come running from miles away. You gotta move, you gotta holler. Old time music set your soul on fire. Hey, play Black Eyed Susie, oh. Play Chicken Pie, hey. Play Darling Corey, oh. Come on, dance all night. Way up the hill, you can hear the howling. Down by the river, the cats come alive. Out all night, sing to the ladies. Sing them to the left, sing them to the right. Hey, play Black Eyed Susie. Oh. Play Chicken Pie. Hey. Play Darling Corey. Oh. Come on, dance all night.
And thank you, you're a wonderful audience, yeah!